This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Leo from Joy 94.9. Welcome to the Joyful Days podcast. Make sure you rate us on iTunes and subscribe so you don't miss any future interviews. See you on the Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. My next guest got her start on The Voice back in 2012, the very first season of The Voice here in Australia. She was part of Team Keith Urban and she sang the amazing cover of Beyoncé's Love on Top. Joining me on the line all the way from Sydney, Diana Rivers. Welcome to Joy, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. Now, first of all, The Voice was such an amazing, vehicle to get your music out there. What was it like working with Mr. Keith Urban, first of all?
Keith is lovely. He is a man of integrity, and it was a real pleasure to work with him. He's just, what you see is what you get.
Because you, of course, grew up in Sydney. You were actually vocal trained at aged 4. What were you listening to as far as music goes when you were a child?
When I was 4, I used to tune in to this really old jazz blues station. And my parents used to, on the radio, my parents used to come in and go, "What are you listening to?" And I said, "I don't know. I love it. I love this stuff." And then as I grew up, I guess at the time, what was out was Boyz II Men, Mariah Carey, Toni Braxton and stuff like that in the 90s. So I used to listen to that stuff. But it was in the house, so I couldn't really... It was always coming at me from somewhere in the house.
Well, when you were 16, I read that you went to the States to hone in your songwriting and also to do a few gigs in the States. Did that force you, to grow up a bit faster?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of things did over the time. And I think the music business will do that to a lot of people anyway. But I did. I spent maybe 7 years on and off in America between 16 and 23, performing for record companies and doing little showcases and collaborating with some very cool people. So, of course, I had to come home at some stage, but I had some brilliant experiences, yeah.
A lot of singers also get their start in the industry by doing backing vocals for some amazing talent. Now, when you were 17, you were touring the country as doing BVs for Tina Arena.
I did. For a short time, I did. It was a brilliant experience, and she is beautiful, a beautiful woman. And so that was pretty, you know, it was pretty amazing at 17, yeah. I went to France and China with her as well.
Just sort of watching her perform is, it must be like a class in itself, you know, a master of, you know, being on stage and vocals. I mean, Tina just kills it.
Yeah, she's stunning, and she definitely holds herself so well, and she, you know, she's worked hard, so that was also amazing to be around as well, because she's a smart woman.
When you're on The Voice, Diana, of course, Keith Urban was your mentor on the show, and you did some amazing covers on the show. You were eliminated in the semi-finals way too soon, the same week as Ben Hazelwood. Now, Ben's got a new single out at the moment. You've got a new single coming out in a couple of weeks. Is it harder to come off these shows to get things, get the momentum keep happening?
It depends, I suppose. It depends on each individual person, where they've been, what they want to do, where they want to go. I definitely wanted to go away and write I've always written, but I wanted to specifically kind of work on something that I felt would work for me, but also still stay true to me. So it can be difficult to kind of do everything and remain in as you say, you know, still be active in certain ways. And a lot of people think you aren't at times, but you are in fact behind the scenes, sweating it out.
Yeah, because I remember I ran into you on the ARIA red carpet in 2012. Remember that?
Yeah.
And of course, that year you recorded a duet with Damien Leith called Run, which is a gorgeous track. You also performed for the G'day USA Australia Week in LA. Wow, that was a big experience for you.
Well, that was a while ago. That was in 2006.
Oh, really? Was that? Okay.
Yeah. That was amazing, actually. But yes, Damien and I collaborated on one of his songs that he wrote, and it was that was a good experience. You know, I've known Damo for a while now, and he's just an incredible writer, an incredible person. And it was, you know, it was really lovely that he brought me in on that and that we could do that, you know.
Let's get on to the new single. It's called Heart of Goodbye. Now, I guess behind the scenes, you've been working with some amazing writers and producers, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Lewis Skrull is the gentleman I wrote this with, who produced this. And then it was also had extra production and mixing done by Sermstyle in the UK.
Now, of course, he was in charge of the Timber Smash with Pitbull and Kesha.
Yeah.
And, of course, Lewis has written for people like, you know, the Veronicas and Tina Arena. So you've got some great people on board here. What can we expect from, I guess, the forthcoming album?
The EP is on its way. Yep. And, wow, what can you expect? I don't know. It's soulful. You know, I've always wanted to maintain that part of me, and I think that I definitely have my stories, you know. It's me, Diana Rubas, in this compact now compact form.
The new single, Heart of Goodbye, is actually online for pre-order right now. It is online from the 25th of April to purchase. Now, we're going to play the track for the first time on Joy, Diana, and I want you to introduce your track, okay?
I would also like to add before I leave is that I'm playing in Melbourne next Thursday night.
Yes, we're going to play.
The 17th at the Wesleyan with my good friends Jimmy Couples and Sarah Martin as my guests. So if you are around, we would love to see you. And yes, you're going to let me introduce myself.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. Here is my new single, Heart of Goodbye.
Thanks, Diana Rubas. You enjoy. Oh, wow. I love that track from Diana Rubas. That is brand new for her. It's a great track. It's going to be out in a couple of weeks online. It's called Heart of Goodbye. Diana Rubas, she was, of course, a star on the first season of The Voice, part of Team Urban. Keith Urban was her mentor on the show. So always love to support local music. So congrats, Diana, on that great track. And hopefully I'll get along to her gig next Thursday. She's playing in Melbourne. So more details on her Facebook and Twitter sites. Hey, this is Leo from Joy 94.9. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Leo_Melbourne.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.